Hello, men. This recording has been created as a method for introducing you to the Elderhood Reflection Series. This series is dedicated to the growing number of older men and women who have decided to harvest their long lives by giving back to others, by offering themselves as sources of blessing, by acting as partners with Earth, and who share their stories in a first step toward accepting the possibility that they have wisdom to share. The Elderhood Institute, educational and consulting organization, publishes the Elderhood Reflection Series. This interactive educational experience can help you understand the concept of elderhood and developing elder-like behaviors. The concepts and exercises in the series are based on material found in three books, two by me, Terry Jones, The Elder Within, and Elder, A Spiritual Alternative to Being Elderly, and the third book by Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi, entitled From Aging to Saging. The sequence in the series is based on the seven stages of the elder journey created a number of years ago by the Elder Body of the Mankind Project. The seven stages are in order: the awakening, the choice, the struggle facing the shadows of old age, development of tools and skills of elderhood, 5, acceptance and being, 6, passing it on and passing on, and then finally, in service. Let's consider each stage, and while doing so, try on some ideas and exercises that might assist us in understanding whether we are at, or preparing for, or past one of the stages. As we enter into this review, I encourage you to check in first. Let's do what we can to do this work inside a spiritual container we build with our elder energy. To check in, let me encourage you to do it in a journal and to make notes in the same journal throughout this process. Now that you've checked in, let me say that whether you are a declared elder or not, I believe you carry the power of the Axis Mundi. I believe that even if we have not accepted the mantle of elderhood, we are needed by the family, by the community, and by Earth. When we created these seven stages of the elder journey, we explained them as best we could, but I think each man, each elder, will define it for himself. But let me tell you briefly the intention behind each. The first one, the awakening. It was believed that at some point there is an awakening to the call to become an elder. It will be a call to move on and or change one's path in life. The person will know it as an invitation to function with a balance of being and doing. The next stage, the choice, was understood to be explained by this, that if an older person has chosen to continue to grow and develop, he or she is ready to realize the power of choosing consciously how to live the rest of one's life. The third step is called the struggle, facing the shadows of old age. This is where the personal work is focused on. Our culture defines old age as a time of decline and disengagement. Choosing otherwise will sometimes feel like swimming against the current. The next stage is called development of the tools and skills of elderhood. Here we are participating in gatherings of elders and activities like storytelling, ceremony, and passing on our family history by actually writing it down, sharing the gifts of wisdom and blessing the next generation by clarifying for the young the key parts of our lives, our stories. The next stage is called acceptance and being, and this is the turning point that a lot of men face in the second half of life. It's a breakthrough. It's a time to enjoy the vibrancy of life, to stop worrying and come to each day with joy and the gift of another day. It's about celebration instead of whining. The sixth stage is called passing it on and passing on. The elder has faith and lives with the absolute certainty of approaching death. We also want to leave a legacy before we die. This season of our life, this second half of lifetime, is a time to share what we have acquired with those who are ready to receive it. That's about passing it on. And then finally, the last stage is in service. And I am aware that as an elder, my mission has changed, and each of you may be rewriting your missions as you embrace the elder journey. With my elder mission of service, I can live out my life with a sense of purpose and meaning. Now, let's go back to the first stage, the awakening. The poet Rumi said, "There are many whose eyes are awake and whose hearts are asleep. Yet what can be seen by mere creatures of water and clay, but he who keeps his heart awake will know and live this mystery. While the eyes of his head may sleep, his heart will open hundreds of eyes." At this point now, will you please expand your check-in by saying out loud why you are here and say something like, "I have lived 70 years of life. The value I place on this or the significance of my long life is." Say it out loud and also take the time to write it in your journal. We meet together today to consider what might be possible for each of us without competition, without the struggle for position, recognition, or the last word. This is what it's like for me to be an elder. When I meet with elders, I meet as a man without title, rank, or constituency. That is a part of my midlife experience. It has faded now. When I meet with elders, I encourage them to join with me in creating a profound forum where each of us, in turn, speaks truthfully from the heart and where each of us listens with unconditional regard and great attention to the other who speaks. Neither of us challenges the other's statement, but rather makes I statements to enhance a point made by the other. Our personal stories are acknowledged, valued, and urgently requested. Each of us as elders admit our grief, our ignorance, our despair, and our willingness to learn. Each of us is naked and honest in our speech. This is the wonder for me of being a member of the Mankind Project. Each elder in our experience of gathering offers his wisdom as a harvesting of his long life experience and his growing connection to other people and the earth. Each of us allows himself to be enlightened and transformed by the other. I have a bias that I'm asserting here in the Elderhood Reflection Series, and that is that the elders in this journey are energized by the recognition of a transpersonal power that both supports us by its light and expresses itself through each of us. In my life, the awakening occurred one day when a friend said to me, "Terry, whether you recognize it or not, you are an elder." He was telling me, now that I look back on it, that my resistance to a responsibility I had accepted simply would not work because I was a mentor in a group he and I had founded. He was telling me that because of my long life, I was being seen by others as having some insight. His message was that I could resist the opportunity to serve, but that I was needed nevertheless. And for him, the language of elder made sense. And he shared that with me. Now, I would encourage you to take a moment in your journals and see if you can speculate on that time in your history when you awoke to the possibility that the second half-life journey had a calling to it, that you might be an elder. Now, during the course of our time together, you, the listener, and me, the speaker, please stop when you need and write down your feelings, your reactions, and your thoughts about what is going on for you. So, to complete this first part, this first recording on the Elderhood Reflection Series, let me encourage you to write in your journal for a few minutes an example of when you were awakened to the idea that you may be on an elder journey, when you began to sense that you were being called to act in this new second half of life way.